I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. At least 13 people have lost their lives to flooding already in Guatemala. More are dead in surrounding nations. An orphan outreach short-term mission team is in Guatemala now, mainly to help with medical needs. But trip leader Robin Tompkins says the rains have affected even that work.
It has caused changes in schedule. In fact, today was our last day at clinic in Chipmunk. And we had a total of 12 people as opposed to 125 the last 3 days.
Pray for safety and for opportunities to be Christ's hope and love. Next, victims of massive flooding in Cambodia and Thailand are getting the help they need. Baptist Global Response is among the responders, but not simply because of the emergency. Their teams are already in place due to a six-year investment with the remote Thai villages. They began addressing the needs presented by abject poverty in these isolated villages through the World Hunger Fund. Pray. It's a work in progress. Workers are meeting needs and sharing Christ, but few have responded. And an encephalitis outbreak that's killed 400 people has undoubtedly reached Mission India workers. Dave Straver says there are no firm statistics, but it makes what the Grand Rapids, Michigan-based ministry does all the more important. Children attending children's Bible clubs are not only hearing the good news, but taking it home.
An evangelist can come to a place, an adult, and try to speak to adults, and he may get resistance or a suspicion. But a child doesn't have suspicion. And then the child goes home and his parents don't have suspicion of their child. So the parents are innocently hearing the stories and the Word of God does its work that way.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering a One With Them wristband. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers every day. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.